Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches. We're back with Gerald here in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Express Ranch is getting ready for their spring bull sale, and their president, Gerald Callahan, says they've got a lot of information for bull buyers to look at, which will hopefully allow them to buy the best bull for their cow herd.
Of all the bulls that we sell and all the cattle here at Express do have genomically enhanced EPDs. And real simply, what that really is, it means that we pull blood on each one of those calves. We actually do it here at 3 months of age. We submit those, and then that indicate that animal's genomics and their genetic tabulation and their ability to transmit those genetics to their offspring. And it's very, very powerful depending on the trait, but it's already, when we sell these yearling bulls and coming 2 year old bulls here, it's already like that bull had sired a calf crop. It depends on the trait, but somewhere between 8 and 22 calves, it's like that you had that progeny phenotypic data from each one of those calves back into his EPDs. So what we look at it as here is, for our commercial bull buyers, we look at it as it should give them added confidence. If they're buying a bull to use on heifers, it's some proof. In other words, he should be a heifer bull. If he's double digit CED, if he's low on his birth weight EPD, they should be able to buy him with more confidence that he's going to reduce the problems that they have in calving. If he's a high growth bull and one that they want to use on cows, then they should have more confidence that he's going to sire calves that weigh heavier, that have more pounds. And if they take those cattle all the way through the feedlot phase, or whoever buys them do that, then when they look at his marbling and his ribeye, they should also have more confidence that that kill data on his progeny is going to be correct.
So for that buyer that comes to your sale or any of these purebred sales that are out here in the country, what would be your recommendation? In other words, how do they get that their arms around all the information that's available on all these animals?
Well, I think you really don't have to study the individual percentiles on EPD. On genomics. All you really need to do is look at the EPDs, because all that information flows into that singular numerical value for each EPD. If I'm going to buy bulls to use on heifers, I'm going to want him to be an 8 or above on CED and below a 1.5 on birth EPD. We call those 4-star Kevinese bulls, and then I think that we can, with confidence, people can buy those bulls and know that it's going to reduce their calving difficulty. So all you really have to do is look at the actual EPD. You don't have to worry about the percentile in terms of what that animal did on genomics. Is we've tried to boil this down, the American Angus Association has tried to boil this down so that it's easy to use for the commercial cattleman, and all that he really has to do is analyze the EPDs and figure out what he is looking for in his individual operation.
Does that include using what the dollar averages?
Yeah, you also have the bioeconomic indexes, which there's several of those, but the big ones would be dollar M, dollar maternal, and dollar B. Dollar B is a big driver. We also publish a dollar C. Dollar C is a combination of dollar maternal and dollar beef. Those are bioeconomic indexes that are derived from their EPDs on certain traits and put into an index. If you're on dollar beef, it's very growth and carcass driven because it's comprised of carcass weight, marbling, ribeye. It also has a fat component. It also has a dry matter intake component in it. If you look at Dollar Maternal, it's got a whole bunch of EPDs that are combined in it, from Kevinese to mature cow weight to heifer pregnancy to the weaning growth. And it has several traits in it, but the dollar indexes, I think, work well. We have a lot of confidence over the years that dollar beef is very indicative of cattle that performed really well on the post-weaning growth and also performed very well on the rail.
Some Bull Buying 101 with Gerald Callahan. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.